let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon, joined by Jacob Keen, Nick Antonucci, Brandon Goff, and as always, Kelly Lynn Scalise.
Hi.
Kelly Lynn, we're just going to get right back into the economic info,
This is where we all see what y'all do all day long.
All right. Well, I don't know if they want to see everything we do all day long, but we'll give them a... kind of an insight into the discussion.
You'll need the premium subscription for all that.
Yeah, of course. But we do have quite a few conversations around what's going on in the economy, in the not only domestically but globally, and then obviously a lot of stuff going on about the market. But let's dive back in. We talked about GDP a little earlier. Early expectations for GDP in the first quarter, 3.3%, came down to about 2.1% was the expectation. We got a number that was 1.6%, and the thing, it was a little bit odd. Obviously, when you have GDP lower than expected, then it might give the Fed a little bit of headway to cut interest rates. So the market may take that bad news as good news. But one thing, Nick, that we've already pointed out on the show, and you were talking about it earlier today, is interest rates in reaction to that actually pushed higher. Very strange situation, right? You would think the lower for longer.
I think so, but you also have to consider the PCE number that's reported in this GDP report, up 3.4%. So despite the fact that, yes, economic growth might have come in lighter than expected and sub 2%, you still have inflation ticking along at 3.4%. So I think that certainly plays into what we've talked about for much of the year, expectation on direction of rates. Perhaps, as we spoke to earlier, you're not going to get your... We don't think you're going to get those three cuts this year, certainly. Yeah. And at this point, like we said, the market's pricing in more like one, maybe two.
Yeah, it's just strange that you would see such a move in that direction after you got a weaker than expected GDP number, I think. The specifics of the deal, and I mean, think about this: we just had the previous quarter 3.4% GDP, and one thing that is part of this conversation, the savings rate dropped from 3.6 to from 4% down to 3.6%, so it's showing some consumer weakness as well. And, we've talked a lot about that. We know the consumer got flush with cash during COVID, and that's been wearing off since, basically.
One thing I did find interesting, it kind of ties back to what Jacob mentioned earlier in regards to the services sector and the goods sector, right? So you're seeing, according to this report, spending on goods declining. Spending on goods was down 0.4%, but on the services side, you still had services spending up 4%, and consumer spending as a whole up 2.5%. So, obviously, these numbers I don't believe are adjusted for inflation. So there's going to be that component that's propping up the services side of things. If services inflation is remaining stickier than the goods side.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. When interest rates go higher, isn't slower economic activity one of the main goals of the Fed? I mean, it's why they
do. I don't know if that is it.
That's what you would expect.
I feel like it's supposed to be inflation and labor, right?
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
Well, the
labor, I guess, like, the I hear you saying, like, GDP report wasn't great, but at the same time, I mean, labor market looks pretty solid.
The labor market hasn't changed much at all.
And PCE at 3.4, when that's like the Fed's favored measure.
Right.
Their target's 2%. We've been off of 2% for what?
A while.
Two and a half years now?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you would think by now, getting a real rate at 5.25% less PCE, I mean, it's almost 2% real rate right now.
Yeah, and one of the
you would start to, you know, bring inflation down, but it's not working.
That, yeah, that's the thing. Is that make intuitively that's what should happen? Yet here we are with the highest PCE rating, year over year PCE rating in a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, it's a while. Been that way a while. And the thing of it is, I think this is lost now. Remember the early days when inflation was just being caused by supply chain disruptions? Has anybody heard of supply transitory. Chain disruptions?
It's transitory. It's a decade long transitory inflation that we're looking at right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The supply chain seems to be fine at this point. I know there were dislocations. There's no doubt in that from COVID, but that seems to have resolved itself. And, economic activity was really strong for a little while, but we are seeing things slow.
Just thinking through this, while we're speaking on the air, I mean, at 3.4%, honestly, what's the case for a cut this year?
Yeah,
still getting economic growth. Inflation's remaining high. The consumer
is still spending.
Absolutely.
That's the only case.
Well, and the Fed's not supposed to be political, right? They're supposed to be focused specifically on economic activity and those sorts of things, not... try to prop up a president or an incoming.
I feel like the problem is, like, in a vacuum, like, monetary policy looks pretty restrictive right now.
Yeah.
But you weigh that against fiscal policy, and it's like financial conditions are still pretty loose.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Just because we're running such huge deficits.
That's the bigger part. And nobody's talking much about... You've heard more and more conversations lately, but nobody was talking about that in the early days of higher interest rates. But fiscal policy makes a huge difference. I mean, wasn't there somewhat of a dislocation in 2007 and 8 when we went to zero interest rates and still saw no inflation? When that was one of the most expected outcomes of the economy following that. But we left rates really, really low for a really long time. And because of a more restrictive fiscal policy, when we had re-regulation of financials especially, you saw inflation never crop up.
I think it's interesting what Jacob just said, too. Financial conditions really not being that tight, even considering where rates have gone. And you think about that over the longer period, even when we started raising rates back in, 2012? Is that when the Fed first started hiking rates again?
December, it was late. Yeah.
Even, along that hiking cycle, rates never got that high before COVID hit. You slam rates right back to zero.
You said 12. I think it was 15.
Was it 15?
It was 2015. Yeah, okay. It was almost, because it was from eight. It was like 7 years.
Nonetheless, I mean, financial conditions have been loose for
ever,
a decade and a half at this point.
Yeah, it's been a while. It took a while to start seeing some of this because of other changes, but the fiscal policy is the piece that, in my opinion, is still not in check.
It just still feels like there's so much liquidity to soak up, too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't want to bore the listeners with all the inner workings of banking, but I think we're just now probably getting to the point where reserves are becoming more scarce.
Yeah.
There was just so much money floating around there in the repo market. And I think to the same extent, a lot of that's happening with consumers, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you see the numbers. They're stuck.
They gave us money.
Tighten up.
They sent us checks.
That's true.
And a lot of people saved that. I think we're still kind of like, as a nation, spending down some of those savings, which is...
It's a good thing that stuff doesn't cause inflation, though.
Does it? All right. Well, Kelly Lynn, where are we going to go next? We got some questions.
Yes,
maybe?
I do have that icky word stagflation in my question kitty over here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
We will probably be getting to that.
All right.
All right. You are listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks.
All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.